Pakistan joins India, China, and Saudi Arabia as the primary beneficiaries of discounted Russian crude oil sales. China and India reportedly imported record amounts of Russian crude in May, while Saudi Arabia has dramatically increased its imports and is reportedly selling the product at a much higher markup after refining it. Some reports have also accused India of using its refining capacity to process and sell Russian oil. Russia and its BRICS partners have openly discussed replacing the US dollar as the standard currency for international trade, using potential membership for more nations as a tool to promote the plan. Saudi Arabia, Iran, and Argentina are among the potential candidates to join the alliance. Ways to reduce the role of the US dollar in financial transactions between member states will be another focus of attention. The Russian president stated earlier that together with other BRICS nations, Moscow was working on alternative mechanisms of payment, the Russian news agency TASS reported last year. Argentina signed a deal in April to conduct its trade with China in yuan, affecting about $1.04 billion in Chinese imports. Brazil, already a BRICS member, signed a similar agreement a month prior to create a clearinghouse using the Industrial and Commercial Bank of China, ICBC, to process trade deals, eliminating the US dollar. The expectation is that this will reduce costs, promote even greater bilateral trade and facilitate investment. The Brazilian Trade and Investment Promotion Agency, Apex Brazil, said in a statement announcing the agreement. Saudi Finance Minister Mohammed Al-Jadan said in January that the country is open to trade deals outside of the use of the dollar. "There are no issues with discussing how we settle our trade arrangements, whether it is in the US dollar, whether it is the euro, whether it is the Saudi rial. I don't think we are waving away or ruling out any discussion that will help improve the trade around the world," Al-Jadan asserted. Related video: White House, "We've chosen to keep Russian oil on the market so supply is there, but we make sure we're not rewarding Putin twice." Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.